Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. When people from away talk about New Brunswick, they talk about the maple syrup, they talk about covered bridges. And when you dig into the traditions of the province, old-time fiddle music is another topic that rears its head, thanks to people like Ned Landry, Royal and Ivan Hicks, and so many others. And now, an amazing quartet based out of the Moncton area known as the Lumberjills are ready to add the next chapter to that tradition. Members include Amélie D'Arco, Jeannette Menasson, Michaela Ozan, and Martha Petrie. Their debut album now out. We'll chat with two of the Jills in just a little bit, but first we'll kick it off musically. One of the tracks on the album is a Ned Landry original. This is Bowing the Strings on Atlantic Access.
Thank you. The Lumberjills at Atlantic Access, and that was May Rose. What a great little tune from the ladies. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
We are great.
Yeah. Speaking with Michaela and
Martha.
It's half of the group that we have to chat with this afternoon at the big CD release party. You must be absolutely floored at the response so far, Martha.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's mostly friends and family, but as most musicians know, that's quite a bit scarier than a bunch of people you don't know, so we're super excited that they could all be there today.
Yeah. Well, congratulations too on the format of the group, and maybe it wasn't meant to be this way, but you seem to encompass so much of New Brunswick, the bilingual cultures and the traditional sound from this part of the world. Is this something that just kind of happened because you guys all knew each other, Michaela, or how did it come together?
The band started when Stacey Reed took her fiddle students to Ireland in 2014. Martha and I were not a part of it because we were too young. But we later joined, and it started out being bilingual group, and it stayed that way. We're 50-50 split of French and English, and I think it adds to the New Brunswick style.
Oh, and you've become such great ambassadors, because you speak of the trips that you've already taken, and we learned today how you're heading off to Australia next, I believe.
Right.
Martha, have you ever been to Australia? Is this something you're looking forward to?
I'm a little nervous about the flight, but we're all going to take our sleeping pills and we will arrive there. We're super excited. I think we fly into Melbourne, and then where do we go?
I think that we're staying at a house close to Melbourne and going to go see some kangaroos and some koalas for the first couple days, and then going to the festival.
So this will be the beginning of what I presume will be quite a busy summer for you guys, eh? Yeah?
Fairly busy. Yeah, absolutely.
Festivals and such. I mean, not that you slow down much because you were at Winnipeg and all these other places, right?
Yeah.
But what does your itinerary kind of look like? Do you have any idea?
We don't have a solid itinerary yet, but the first one would be Australia, and then I think a little later on we're playing Miramichi, is it Scottish Festival?
Right, and I think they're Folk Song Festival too.
Folk Song Festival,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So around Miramichi, and I think we have a few gigs booked around Moncton DF area as well, which we haven't had for the past couple years, which is nice to be local.
Where are you all from? Like, I get the feeling there's pockets throughout the province where you guys are all from. Are you all from this area?
We're all generally from this area.
Oh, okay.
Martha's from Shediac.
Right,
cool.
And we all kind of go to school all over, so that's probably where kind of the diversity comes from.
But is there a tune on here that you both can agree is one that you are really excited about more than the others? Does that even exist?
I was going to say Autumn's
Amber. Autumn's Amber?
Yes.
Okay, so what about that one?
It has a lot of rhythm in it, and we love that Stacey wrote the tune as well. It's more original, and we can kind of play with it a bit more, I suppose. It's a little out of the typical traditional New Brunswick style. It's more contemporary, I would say, which is certainly fun to play with, kind of the diverse styles that we get to encompass as New Brunswickers, which is fun.
Okay, well, here it is from the brand new Lumberjills debut album, Autumn's Amber on Atlantic Access. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lumberjills at Atlantic Access, speaking with Michaela and Martha of the quartet, or is it a four-piece? How do you frame that?
Right, so yeah. We're a four-piece, but we do a bit of four of the same, but then we kind of switch it off and trade it off, so.
Yes, that's
quartet with multiple parts, I'd say.
Okay, because you all dance, too. I mean, your live performance is something special.
Thank you.
Is this the dancing kind of comes with being able to play fiddle, I suppose, over the years, or is it?
Moncton, it does. Yes. Yeah.
Very common
fiddle,
thing.
You step dance, you start fiddle.
Okay, right on. Well, you know, I want to talk about the album a little bit because you got a chance to work with one of the most in-demand and talented producers in these parts, Danny Bourgeois. I mean, what was that like?
I'd say it was hurried, but it was very relaxed at the same time. It wasn't super stressful. And yeah, it was definitely fun working with him because you would play something and then you'd say, oh, I don't really like how that sounds. And he'd click one button and say, there, you like it now. And we loved it.
Okay,
it's definitely magical.
Some artists, they work the 9 to 5, go in like 5 days a week or whatever to get it done. Others, it's not quite as regimented. What was it like for you guys?
Right, so since we're all at school, 8 months a year, we kind of had to plan our time to have it ready for the summer shows in Australia. So we went in...
It was the beginning of the week, I think?
Right.
It was over Christmas break.
Yeah, so when we were all home and off.
Okay.
In the morning around 11, and we'd be done right after supper time, I'd say, every day, and that went on for 4 or 5 days, and got it done in that amount of time, which was awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. So, there's some traditional tunes on here also, but there's some originals, right? What's the balance?
I'd say, is it 60-40?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Probably.
Yeah. Martha, do you want to expand on that?
So I think what I've heard, I haven't looked at it recently, but I think 80% old-time New Brunswick.
Okay.
But that also includes the stuff that was written by us as we were all from New Brunswick.
That's right.
So there's a lot of Stacey stuff on there, so she's our artistic director.
So when you say us, now, do you mean the four of you writing together with Stacey, or does she add her own tunes here? Because I know she plays a big part. Stacey Reed has played a big part in this.
Right. So Stacey writes a lot of the tunes that we play. She also arranges them. But things do change a lot when we sit around at a table and jam and play the tunes for the first time.
It's all quite fantastic, and you're tying together these two wonderful cultures and adding with it that universal language of music. Martha and Michaela, much success to this. Our best wishes to the other half of the quartet, your travels and everything like that.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to close it out with what the Lumberjills do best. There's a track on here called Lumberjills Live, so we're going to have to play that one on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
The Lumberjills from their debut album and Step A C. The Atlantic Access Podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, contact entertainmentplus.ca. For our bonus track, we thought we would find a song that would complement our featured artist, and we didn't have to look very far. Over on Prince Edward Island, Gordy McKinnon and his Rhythm Boys released a new project not that long ago, and the perfect accompaniment is their new single. Just Wanna Be Loved By You is on Atlantic Access.
Some folks scale a mountain high, some folks sail the sea. Some go into politics or teach philosophy. Some go searching for the great unknown in search of something new. Don't need that kind of stuff, I just want to be loved by you. Just want to be loved by you. For that's the only thing I'll ever do. Just want to love, love that is true. Honey, when the sun goes down, I want to be found in a cozy place with you. Some folks search the world for fame, while others dig for gold. Some folks play a waiting game until one day they're old. Some folks never learn until they reach their Waterloo. I don't need that kind of stuff, I just want to be loved by you. Just want to be loved by you. For that's the only thing I'll ever do. Just want to love, love that is true. Honey, when the sun goes down, I want to be found in a cozy place with you. With servants all around, looking for the kind of thing that you and I have found. You don't have to tell me twice, I already knew. I don't need that kind of stuff, I just want to be loved by you. Just want to be loved by you. For that's the only thing I'll ever do. Just want to love, love that is true. Honey, when the sun goes down, I want to be found in a cozy place with you. Don't need that kind of stuff, I just want to be loved by you.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker at mixcloud.com/TerryP62. And like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.